Comedy Dave.
Hi.
Says Knack in Southampton on the text. How's your Indian takeaway loyalty scheme going? Have you made your money back yet?
Well, thank you for your question, Knack. It's actually going very, very well, although I've only used it once. Obviously, with tour commitments being what they are, I've not been around quite as much in the last couple of weeks. So I've used it once. I think I need to use it a couple more times in order to get my money back and then suddenly be in credit until July 2010, which is when the offer runs out.
Are you going to recap the story just because it's so funny?
Well, the story is, for those that didn't hear, is the fact that not last week, the week before, there was a knock on the door about tea time, and there was a very nice gentleman knocked on the door, and he asked if we liked Indian food, which, like many people, we do. And he was promoting an Indian restaurant in the next village to us. And the idea was very, very simple, whereby if I was to pay up a mere £30 to him, he would then give me this loyalty card, which would then entitle us to either 2-for-1 on main dishes for curry, or 4-for-2 on a different offer, obviously if you have friends over, up into a maximum of 10 of each of the offers, which lasts until July 2010.
Yeah, it's one of them simple deals. Did you know as well it's only on mains?
And also,
did you know that, Rachel? There's no starters involved.
I didn't know that, but also because I text Jane to ask how your first meal was going.
Yeah.
Not specifically about that, we were talking about other stuff as well. And she said they didn't even do her favourite dish, chicken korma.
Well, no, they don't, but they do other things which must be similar to a korma.
Okay, so you fork out £30.
Yeah.
And then on the first order, how much did that come to?
£25.
£25. That's with discount.
Yeah. Okay. We only paid for one main course. Yeah, it's quite pricey, actually.
Yeah, so you have spent £55 on one takeaway.
No, you see, I don't look at it like that.
Do they deliver?
No, not yet. But
so you've got to go and pick it up.
No, not yet, but they are thinking about doing a delivery service soon.
Right, so you've currently spent £55 on a curry that you had to go and get, and your wife's first choice they don't even make.
Yeah, I mean, also, the other thing to bear in mind as well is the fact that in all of this, I mean, everyone likes to try new things in life, sure. We hadn't actually tried this particular Indian restaurant in the area, so it was an adventure into the unknown.
How far away is it in the car from yours?
It's about 3 miles.
So it's not even round the corner, it's not even at the end of the road.
It's in the next village.
3 miles away.
Maybe 2.5.
Hey, so how long does that take you to get there, bearing in mind it's on little villagey roads?
Oh, not long. I don't know. Maybe it's not 2 miles. It's about 10 minutes away.
Right. So you pick up the boiling hot curry.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, your wife's second choice dish.
Yeah.
And then you drive for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
With the curry getting colder and colder.
Do you know what's funny though? When I went to, what I often quite like to do is I like to go, and rather than ring up first, I like to go and have a look at the menu, and while I'm having a look at the menu, maybe have a nice Indian beer or something like that.
Sure.
While I, you know, soak up the ambiance. And so I did this, and I went there, and I had a small bottle of Cobra or whatever it was, and I had to look through the menu, and while I'm waiting my food to be expertly cooked by their special chefs, I noticed that on the table where you wait, you know, there's always like a takeaway waiting table, they had a newspaper cutout which was voting them the best Indian and Thai restaurant in the area. And I thought, that's interesting, I didn't know they did Thai food as well.
Yeah.
Until I looked on the date. And it was dated 2004.
Dave, I know how you could recoup your money.
Yeah.
You could take the whole Chris Moyle Show team out.
Why not? We could get 4-for-2. Mm. Actually, no. There's a different offer which I could have got, which would have entitled me and Jane to eat for free, and all of you lot to obviously
pay. Banquet?
Yeah, but I didn't go. That would have been £40 on the doorstep.
Right.
I only went for the £30 offer.
When do you break even?
I reckon in a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks?
Yeah. No, it's not in a couple of weeks.
So
currently,
petrol and
£55.
That's an expensive takeaway.
For one takeaway.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is, I'm investing in the next year's worth of Indian food
that you have to drive to get.
But
I mean, if they'll deliver, if you can sit there happily at home and it comes to your door, great.
They're going to do a delivery service soon, they think.
But and they don't even do the food you want to eat.
So when do you say main course? Does that include rice?
No.
Right, so it's literally
hang on.
So it's literally chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
Right, so how much is a chicken tikka masala?
It's about £9.
Not about £9.
Really?
It's quite an expensive
pricey.
One.
Isn't
yeah, it is.
So
but it's quality Indian food.
So you're saving, right, £4.50. But for to save £4.50, obviously you need to get the rice, you need to get your starters and your naan bread and whatnot. You need to get in the car. Yeah. You need to use your petrol up to drive there.
Yeah.
Then you'll have a beer or a drink when you get there. So that's more money.
How's that 3.5 quid?
So you have to spend all of that. So you have to spend £3.5 on a beer at the place to save you £4.50.
No,
and you're telling me this is still a good deal.
No, you see, but that's where you're wrong. You see, because if the main course
don't even get the drink for free. What do they chuck in for free?
Papa John's.
if
take it all back.
How many?
Yeah,
2, 4.
Actually,
was it really or was it 2?
2.
Right.
The thing is that if main courses are approximately, I don't know, between £7 and £9, king prawns a bit more expensive. That's about £14. But anyway,
that's really expensive.
What? No.
What?
Anyway, listen.
£14.
But if normal main
courses, I'll bet you a curry for a tenner.
If normal main courses are say between £7 and £9, right? Obviously, on each order, we're only paying for one of them. So in effect, we're saving nine.
You're not saving.
We're saving £9 on each one.
Do you know how it's a funny bit? This is a very funny bit. Deep down, you know that you're a sucker.
No, this is the thing, because genuinely,
hand on your heart, you think you're on a good deal.
Hand on my heart.
How can you think
I'm investing in the next year's worth of Indian takeaways.
You spend £55.
I mean, granted, it's not our favourite Indian in the area. But
right. Can I ask you a question?
Brilliant.
Since you've done this deal, have you ordered from your favourite Indian in the area?
No.
Or had a delivery from anywhere?
No, although last Friday, I think it was, when we got back off tour, we had the option of... And we actually went for the Thai, which is in the next village. So that's very, very good.
And they deliver?
No, they don't eat.
Right.
But again, I'm friends with the nice Thai lady who runs the place.
That's nice.
And she actually gives me free beer when I go there.
Right, so you get free £3.50 beer.
Yeah.
But at the other place that costs you £30, you say £4.50.
Yeah, her name is Lynn. She's really nice.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Dave. Right, A-double-1-double-9.
Lynn, wanna see, Dave's a sucker.
I'm seeing all these text messages. They saw you come in, Dave, you Muppet. Dave equals mug. Well, so much for Dave not liking change. Let's just do a straw poll. A-double-1-double-9. Do you think Dave has got a deal, or do you think Dave
is an idiot?
No deal.
Is a sucker. So either text in the word deal to 8-double-1-9 if you think actually over the long run he has a good deal here, or if you think the fact that he's got to drive 10 minutes to pick this Indian up.
Surely they'll be doing delivery, I reckon.
They don't do discount on starters, rice, drink, Papa Dums.
Chapatis.
None of that.
Nothing.
Only on the main course.
Main course.
Which, by the way, seem quite pricey to me.
Chicken tikka masala, £9.
Well,
that's outrageous.
You know, it's quality dining.
I've got a text from Jane.
Saying,
I'm married an idiot with a big kiss at the end.
I'm married an idiot.
See, but you're all looking at it far too short term. You have to look at this to next summer.
So this is a long term investment.
Of course. You know, I mean, when people like Peter Jones put money into stuff, right?
Yeah.
They don't look at getting their money back straight away within a couple of weeks.
Right.
They're looking at the long term.
Right, 8-double-1-double-9. I want everybody to get your text out now. 8-double-1-double-9. I want a massive reaction. All right, and we'll read them out, okay? So do you want me to read these out? Will you top these up for me, please, Dom?
I will. You don't have to so far, because every single one says sucker.
No deal. Deal. So currently we're 50-50.
Okay, there you go, 50-50.
Hang on.
End of poll.
Right. Sucker, 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 deal. Idiot. Sucker, 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 deal. Sucker, sucker, sucker.
Deals,
deal, sucker, deal. Actually crying, laughing, because I can't believe Dave fell for that. Sucker. Word I can't read out the radio.
We'll call it sucker.
Yeah. Sucker, sucker, sucker. Dave, I'm out, from Peter Jones. Sucker, what a tool. No deal. Sucker, deal. Sucker, deal.
Deal.
Massive sucker.
Deal, deal, deal.
Deal. So there you go.
Okay. Roughly, from the ones you just read out there, there's about 8 deal and 35-40 suckers.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's quite
what
a ratio.
Do you mean, yeah.
Well, you know, but people are too quick to criticise.
Let's keep these texts going all the way through the news. 8-double-1-double-9. I would love it if thousands of people just text in saying, Dave, you are a sucker. That would be brilliant.
Dave, I think you've just invested in your own ham fatter.
Let's just see where we are come June or July or whenever it runs out. One of the two.
Dave, you are so stupid. You got ripped off. That's from James going to school. So a schoolboy...
Children don't understand finances.
James understands perfectly. Because even James, going to school, is going, £9 for a chicken tikka masala? And you don't get rice with it, and the rice is full price.
And you have to drive to get it.
811-9, let's get as many texts as we can. Deal or sucker, or just text in, Dave is a sucker. Thanks. This is brilliant. I can tell you, Dave, we've already had 2,500 text messages.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
But it's really not enough. 811-9, feel free to text in. They are literally flying in. I'm going to text.
There must be other people, though, that have also benefited from such loyalty schemes.
We'll hear from those two people later. In the meantime, let's get the entire whole of the UK texting in that you are indeed a sucker. And hopefully, the door will open and you will see the light.
Listen.
And the light is £9.
If it's wrong to support local business, then call me a sucker.
It's not even local. It's about three villages away.
Technically, it's in the same...
It's technically Essex.
No, it's not Essex.
811-9, keep texting in. Right, we will play some music. Yeah, let's get the news first from Dominic, though. It's 7:37.
7:40 now.
Ray Smith in South Wales has texted in. The text is beautifully written. If Comedy Dave thinks he has a good deal with the Indian meal fiasco, then he has the IQ of a trifle.
But listen,
that's brilliant.
But in contrast, we've also had this text come in, and it's from an anonymous texter.
Oh, is really? You? But
no. It's honestly,
you have it written down on the back of a receipt, Dave.
That's because I've just taken it off the screen there because it was easier than printing. Now the thing is, right? I'm no mathematician or scientist, but somebody has worked this out for me, and basically the equation goes like this: over 10 offers, it equates to approximately a £60 saving, which also equates to about a 200% saving if the meals are calculated at being £9 each. There you go.
But that means you had to go there 10 times.
In a year?
You've been there once.
I know, but I've only had...
And out of 10, how would you rate that Indian restaurant's food?
8.
How much would you really rate it if you hadn't fucked up £55 for a meal?
No, £8. Eight out of 10.
Jamie Oliver's arrived, by the way. We'll chat with him in a bit. I can't wait to get him involved in this conversation to find out how much you're being overcharged.
Maybe he could do one of these schemes in his restaurant.
What was the pro? Yeah,
no, he wants to make some money. Yes, he should.
Prawn curry, did he say?
Well, king prawn's always expensive. Yeah. Everyone knows that. Jamie will tell you that. It's because of the unit price of shellfish.
How much is that on their menu?
It's upwards of 12.
But by the time you add in the petrol, Dave, because what did you say? 10 minutes away, so 20-minute journey, roughly about 10 miles. You're probably looking at about £4.
On a Friday night, it can be half an hour.
Oh, yeah. So at least probably a fiver in petrol every time. So basically, that's your saving gone. In one journey.
Listen, we will talk next summer.
When you're out of pocket.
Yeah.
Do you want to know how many text messages came in, Dave?
Yeah.
I would say that 95% of them said that you're a sucker.
But these are people who haven't done the maths.
No, these are people who have done the maths.
Yeah.
Over 7,000 people have just texted. That's 7,000 people have just texted in to say you're a sucker.
Well, listen... Why don't... I'm hereby inviting you all over to our place with your other half.
For a half-price main course. I'd like chicken korma, please.
Well, do you know what? I reckon if I spoke to the head chef, he would do it for
me. They don't do it, though!
They do something very similar.
They don't do korma?
Do they do king prawn danzak? That's my favourite.
Yeah, but it'll cost you £20, right?
No, listen. You were saying about chicken tikka masala sounding expensive at £9. Yes, I grant you, but that's because it is on their chef's speciality.
Right.
And they actually do regular curries for the...
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's just back up there, Sparky. 1 second. On the chef's speciality part of the menu is the chicken tikka masala.
Yes, it's one of the signature dishes.
So, the most popular dish... In Britain.
Yeah, but you've never tasted anything
like
this.
It's on the speciality list.
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's brilliant.
As I say...
Oh, you want the special, sir? Sure. Yeah. We call it tikka masala. It is very good. You should try it.
But if you want Rogan Josh or Boona or Jalfrezi or chicken korma, not so much.
Right.
But if you want one of the other regular things, then those are normal prices.
Keemanaan, do they have Keemanaan?
Of course, yes.
Right.
Dave, I think you should go for a dough piazza.
Well, they would do that too.
That would be good.
Yeah, to go with your dopey deal.
Yeah.
You may mock, but come over for a curry evening at our place. Why not? And do you know what?
You'll be disappearing for half hour, so go and pick it up.
It's with brilliant. My special deals, it can be on me.
It's brilliant.
Orbit this once.
Can't we go and eat in?
Yeah, well, it is valid.
Does it work for eating?
Yeah, no, it does.
Oh.
It does.
Well, that's... Is that sensible? Saves washing up plates and stuff?
I think we've got to go there.
If eight of us went there, we'd only be paying for four main courses. I'd have to use two of my offers over one.
Plus, we'd have to get a cab because we'd have a few drinks.
Yeah.
And starters and rice and stuff. Yeah.
But on the whole, it would be a massive saving.
Do you have to give them notice if you want to back out of this brilliant investment opportunity, or are you stuck with this?
It's completely non-transferable.
Right.
And also, if you lose the loyalty card, there's no way of getting another one.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
Fine.
That's on the rules.
Well, it sounds brilliant.
Well, well done, Dave.
Thank you.
You're keeping the British Indian... it's not even delivery, it's takeaway.
Yeah. They're planning delivery soon.
Within the next 12 months?
Oh, within like the next 12 weeks, I reckon.
Brilliant.
Certainly this side of Christmas.
Why didn't you help them out? Why don't you give them £55,000 so they can buy a moped?
Now you're just being silly.
All right, thank you all for your text messages. It's very nice of you.
We'll see who's laughing come next summer.
You've had one of my curries, haven't you?
Yes, it was excellent.
Right, now be honest. Be absolutely honest.
Uh-huh.
Out of the curry you had from the Indian place...
Yep.
And the curry that I made you,
uh-huh.
Which one was the best?
The one from the Indian place.
Right.
Without a doubt. I mean, don't get me wrong, as far as home-cooked curries go,
uh-huh.
Yours was good.
What's the difference, apart from the £4.50 saving?
The incredible mix of spices and Indian expertise, which is very seldom created in a home kitchen.
I must at least get a point, though, for when I took it from the casserole pan
yeah.
and then put it on your plate
yeah.
and put the plate in front of you, it
uh-huh.
was hot. Whereas when you got yours in a bag, drove the 55 miles from the Indian to your house...
It was still hot because they yeah. use those special Tupperware containers.
Also, isn't Chris's recipe a Jamie Oliver recipe?
Yeah.
Which is better?
Well, I was... Rachel, of all the days to give me this stupid conundrum, when he's through there looking at me... I reckon if Jamie cooked it, it would be the best curry in the world.
He's yeah. not happy.
Is the correct answer.
Not happy, Dave.
Not only do I fall asleep at his table and now I diss his curry.
Brilliant.
It's what Jamie Oliver listens to when he's cooking his Puka Tuka.
It's Puka Tuka. Mm. Puka Tuka.
One, two, three, kick. By way of deflecting all of this, I would like to say that the best ribs I've ever had were Jamie Oliver ribs.
They were the best ribs.
They were
the
delicious.
Best in the world.
Yeah.
Did he get a discount on those? That was a good deal.
Oh, that was a hell of a deal.
It's now 8,000 text messages, Dave.
8,000 cynics who don't fully understand the mathematics behind this deal.
It's ironic, because if that place got 8,000 customers, they'd be able to afford to do delivery. So, right, moving on.